Good morning, 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring, driven by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. Michelle trying to catch her breath over there. Her heart is pounding. You may hear it coming through the microphone. And that's not because she's nervous for headlines.
Nope.
It's because I just killed what is, I don't know, one of the biggest moths this building has maybe ever seen. So you're welcome, one.
Thank you. I'm just glad we had enough time for you to do that.
No problem. The look on your face, I honestly thought there was a perpetrator outside of your window or something. Just the look on your face, I was like, wow, is there somebody outside tapping on her window or something? But no, it's just a little old moth.
Man, that thing was huge. I just barely caught it out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, I'm going to die.
I'm going to die, was her first thought.
I'm so scared. I'm sorry. Okay, let's get into headlines.
Don't be sorry. I mean, I'm just glad I could save your life while ending another's.
Thank you for coming to the rescue.
No problem.
You, like, jumped up there like a monkey.
Like I've done it before.
Right.
Yes, I'm very light, very limber, and
all right,
I can get around and move around. So.
Good for you.
You do have headlines, right? I do.
38-year-old Matthew Jenkins was charged with burglary and assault following an altercation earlier this year when he walked into an acquaintance's apartment where an argument ensued and Jenkins physically attacked someone. The imposed sentence was 18 months in prison. However, that term was reserved with 2 years of reporting for probation. Jenkins will remain at the local jail until a space becomes available at the Eastern Ohio Correction Center program in Wintersville. A one-mill renewal is up for voter decision next week for the Buckeye Joint Vocational School District. This issue includes Carroll, Harrison, Holmes, Coshocton, Stark, Wayne, Guernsey, and Tuscarawas counties. The levy is not a new tax, but a renewal that has been in place since 1994. The one-mill levy, which is a cost of about $3 for a $100,000 home, generates $2.7 million over the district area. For more local headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook or WTUZ.com.
Hey, I want to say congratulations to one Amber Dennison. Michelle, yesterday Amber was chosen by Shauna Berkey as the grand prize winner for that Be Our Guest contest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's going to three great shows, her and a guest. By the way, I may be free there, Amber. You know, if you're looking for dates. No, three front row seats to see Lori Morgan, Diamond Rio, then comedians Edda Mae, John Reap. Those, of course, all separate shows. But, Amber, before those shows, I'm sure you know by now you get dinner at three different locations. Thanks again to the Performing Arts Center at Kent State University at Tuscarawas for hooking us up and then in turn letting us hook you up out there. So, Amber, again, congrats. You'll have a great time. The first show, Lori Morgan's there this weekend on Saturday. Then it's January 12th and March the 28th. So the others, she has time to plan for. Speaking
That's
of
awesome.
Contests,
yes,
Michelle, you know what today is?
It's November.
That's, yes.
You know what that means?
It's gonna be November. What?
It doesn't really have the same ring.
Sorry.
But nice try.
Thank you.
November? Do you know what November means? It means we get those at our Christmas.
Okay,
season.
Listen. Yeah, I understand. You're putting up Christmas decorations starting tonight, right?
Either tonight or this weekend.
That's if you feel better.
Right. Well, listen, it'll make me feel better. Totes, don't you think? Christmas stuff just makes me happy.
Well, you're not going to be able to smell any of the any of the cinnamon or Christmas scents or the holiday scents.
I'm sorry I sound so nasally. I'm battling something.
Listen, we're still on the... No, people still have their mums and their pumpkins and their harvest signs out.
Well, see, I'll keep some of that out until Thanksgiving.
Until the pumpkin spice stuff goes away, Michelle, you cannot decorate.
That doesn't go
Christmas.
Away till like New Year's. Honest to goodness, I think Starbucks keeps it until New Year's.
Hey, when I asked you, do you know what today was, November 1st, I mean, that is the correct answer, but it's not really the one I was looking for.
What are you looking for?
It's a Pam's Bouquet.
Oh, it's Thursday.
Thursday. Giveaway, of course.
Yes.
Listen up soon how you can win $75 to Pam's Posies there in Dover.
You just sounded so Bronx-y, like you're from the Bronx.
I was going for that.
Jersey, maybe?
Boston, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you're a cheetah. That's both how they say cheater and the animal cheetah in,
cheetah.
In Boston. A cheetah. You calling me an animal? No, you're a cheetah.
That's good.
Speaking of folks in the Bronx, whatever, Halloween's New York City parade went off without a hitch yesterday. Remember last year, it's when they had the that truck incident, the dude driving up on the sidewalk, killing a few people.
Gosh, yeah, so sad.
Went off without a hitch. Of course, a lot of great costumes. Trump-themed was the popular go-to yesterday in the New York City Halloween parade.
Fun. I saw a lot of good costumes this year.
Yeah.
I like watching. I don't partake so much, but
they were live streaming that parade. It was the city's first large scale event, of course, since those series of package bombs were found and one went down in Pittsburgh and everything else. So everybody was on high alert.
I can imagine.
NYPD, listen, they know what they're doing. If any police department goes through extensive training on how to handle big events and stuff like that, you know, they've got it down.
Yeah, I think so.
They were partying in New York and partying in Boston yesterday. They had their parade for their World Series championship on Halloween. So folks not only dressed up in their Red Sox garb, but yeah, all their, you know.
I'm just glad to see
their Halloween
Astros
garb too.
Didn't win.
The who?
The Astros. I'm just glad to see they didn't win.
Well, but would you maybe have wanted to be knocked out by the champs, though?
No, because they cheated. I sound like a little kid.
You cheetah.
You cheated.
Houston, you bunch of cheetahs.
I'm okay with Boston winning, I guess. Whatever. Next year's our year.
Whatever.
But
what was that?
What do you mean?
Whatever.
Whatever.
That's somebody from Boston saying whatever. That's how they say it, right?
Whatever.
Whatever.
But listen, Red Sox manager yesterday during the whole parade, did you see this?
No.
Was hit by a can of beer. Was actually kind of hurt.
What?
And I think the World Series trophy got hit by a can of beer, too, and broke one of the little flags or something. They're going to have to repair that bad boy. Yeah, Red Sox manager Alex Cora on one of the team's championship floats, hit by a beer. It was thrown by somebody. They actually got the person who threw it, Patrick Connolly. So even if he's a 19-year-old,
wow,
charged with a disorderly conduct and assault, all at the beer can. I mean, if you're going to throw a beer can, don't throw it at your team's manager, a.k.a. coach. I know baseball managers, skippers, don't like being called coaches, but, and come on.
What a dummy.
Not very
it's
good
like
aim.
It's like when people throw the balls
hey,
back.
Hey, toss me a beer. Oh, my bad. Sorry, coach. Sorry, Skip.
You know when people toss the balls back onto the field if someone threw a home run or hit a home run
yes.
at the other team? I think to myself, why would you do that? You know they're going to find you. You know they're going to kick you out. Like, just keep the ball. Find, like, a fan of that team. Give it to them. Don't be so dumb.
Yeah, there's eBay. Sell that bad
boy.
There
you go. People just can be so crazy. Maybe they just have too many beers. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, you know what? A little too juiced up, if you will. And
juiced up.
And they get in the moment and they throw the balls back. Yeah, the home run balls.
Ding-dongs.
I'm keeping that bad boy. What are the odds of catching it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Have you ever caught a ball at a game?
Minor league game.
Oh, that's not the same.
No, it's really not. Caught it on the hop, too.
Oh.
You know how if you catch one or if a ball or a bat comes your way or something at a baseball game.
Oh, gosh, a bat? You better
Yeah, you never know. But ushers will come down and make sure you're okay right away.
Right,
They'll say, are you okay? Are you all right? So when I caught this foul ball on the hop, it was this minor league. It was years ago. Corpus Christi Hooks, by the way, is where I was at. Down there in Texas. Yeah. Good old Rusty Hook, one of the mascots there. Sammy the Seagull. But anyways, I caught it on the bounce, and the usher comes down. She goes, oh my goodness, are you okay? Are you all right? I go, yeah, I'm fine. Then I just realized what she was doing, making sure I was all right. Then I was like, oh, no, my head really hurts. I think I need season tickets for the Corpus Christi Hooks. No. She goes, okay, now.
Oh,
I know you're
gosh.
Pulling my leg. Hey, wasn't it you with me where we talked about minor league baseball team names?
Yes.
Wasn't that you?
Yes, it was. Is it fun.
Is it a minor league team?
Or not.
Or not. Yeah, you got to put the pause in there real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, in Alabama, they have a new minor league baseball team called the Trash Pandas, Madison, Alabama.
Wow.
Yeah, the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Won't take the field until 2020, though.
What do they do? Just put, like, words into a bucket and just, like, okay, here's an animal.
Yeah, here's an animal.
Here's another word.
Here's an object.
Okay, let's shuffle them up. Trash panda. What?
Look at these logos.
Is that, like, a real thing?
Look at these logos. It's a panda and a trash can. There you go.
That looks like a koala bear.
It almost looks like a raccoon. They're being very... very vague here.
Yeah, what's that bottom one?
On their illustration. It's like almost a rocket ship through something.
Trash panda rocket ship.
Oh, here's my favorite with the panda with the American flag there.
Oh, Lord.
You cannot go wrong with that.
Trash panda.
The trash panda is coming to a minor league ballpark near you. 2020, though, is when you have to wait.
Oy, oy, oy.
But they're already selling merchandise. They unveiled the team logos. They're in Madison, Alabama.
Sounds thrilling.
They've had
Where is Madison?
They've had requests for gear, team gear, coming from 30 countries around the world.
They're lying. They're making that up.
Michelle. It's from the Associated Press.
# fake news.
These are all trademarked images.
What?
Rocket City Trash Panda logos.
Where
here,
is
folks.
Madison, Alabama?
Get
is
your
it
gear.
In the ocean?
Why it's I don't know where it's at, but my guess is you'd probably never want to visit there.
Oh, my.
If they're the home of the trash pandas. Just
I know, like, what...
Stay away.
Did they give a reason why they picked that name? Oh, it's, like, in the middle of the state. That is just so bizarre.
In the sticks,
probably. It's right by... it's Tennessee border. I had to zoom out a little bit. That's very strange to me. Trash pandas. Let's make up our own.
Well, listen, you have
name.
Rubber ducks, you have jumbo shrimps.
Well, I almost said Rumbo Shrimps.
It's another one. It's another team name.
The Rubber Ducks is like an actual thing.
What?
Trash pandas are not a thing.
I understand. They're Rubber Ducks, Rubber Ducky. But that's not what they're going for.
Well, a duck is their logo.
Yes, I get it.
They're going for Rubber City, Akron, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But where'd the duck come from?
Again, they just pull animals out of a big bucket.
Is because duck is the only thing that goes with rubber duck.
Yeah,
rubber.
I mean, what else could they have been?
I don't know.
I call them the rubber quacks now and again.
There you go.
That's just me being silly, though.
The jumbo shrimp. Now, that was a Louisiana team. That makes sense.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Jumbo shrimp.
Jacksonville, Louisiana. Is that what it was?
Jacksonville, Florida, you goof.
Well, that makes sense, too. It's by the ocean.
Is there a Jacksonville, Louisiana?
Listen, I don't know.
I know there's a Jacksonville, Texas. I know there's a Pam's Posies in Dover.
There is.
Yeah, that's what I do know. Here's the deal. Let us know now for the next hour or so who in your life deserves a lovely bouquet of flowers from Pam's Posies. You'll get $75 to Pam's to get that lovely person in your life. A beautiful bouquet of flowers. We have seen these flowers from folks on social media and our text line who have won before, and Michelle's right. Gorgeous, gorgeous flowers. So if you want them, text us. Keyword PAMS at 330-339-9399. And again, let us know who deserves them there in your life, and we'll pick a winner next hour. So we normally wait a little bit for that.
Yeah.
Thought I'd give the 6 o'clock folks some love.
Do it early. Let's get someone new. Someone who hasn't won before.
Some fresh blood?
Yeah.
There you go. A virgin, if you will.
Sometimes we see the same names popping in and out. So we need somebody new and exciting.
You heard it from Michelle Spring. Folks, come out of the woodwork.
You have to give a good story and don't make it up. It has to be a legit story.
Yeah, but listen, if you lie, it's so much better.
Oh, my gosh.
So much juicier.
That is so terrible.
Yeah, it's all good, though.
No, it's...
Hey, November 1st, also later, we'll pick a monthly anniversary winner. Hey, and then later this hour, we will select our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway winner, some lucky listener, through our Weaver Appliance text line. Again, 330-339-9399. We'll win $75 to Pam's Posies. Again, let us know who in your life deserves a lovely bouquet of flowers. And even before that, we will pick an all-new monthly anniversary winner. So somebody will be winning this lovely prize pack, which, by the way, as I scroll through our handy-dandy promotions booklet here, this anniversary prize package includes one night stay at Comfort Inn in Dover. I know Rose is from one of our lovely vendors here locally, Dozen Roses from Flower Garden in Denison. Also, a gift card from Schoolhouse Winery, donuts from Rod's, cupcakes from Sugar Fuse, and so much more. And you get the bragging rights. You get to boast about being that monthly anniversary winner. So we'll select that coming up soon, too. We all know Halloween's behind us and past us, but I don't know if this was just a Halloween thing or if Reese's will start putting these out maybe randomly throughout the country. But in New York City yesterday, residents got a little bit of a surprise when they got a Reese's peanut butter cup vending machine. Michelle? Now this is right here. Hang on.
This is low rent candy.
This right here is just the video and the music from YouTube, which I just wanted a little background music for it. Here's the deal. You take the candy you don't want. Disappointment goes in. Reese's peanut butter cups come out. That easy. These folks are freaking out. Watch the video. Every corner. New York City residents yesterday between 4 and 9 got that little surprise. You could literally put in any kind of candy you want. Dum Dums, things, an apple. There's people that hand out, you know, apples and everything.
People really do that?
Have a banana. No, thank you. Anything chocolate behind those doors. Yes, you plop in your candy, then out comes Reese's peanut butter cups in all different variations and sizes, like the big cups, the miniature ones, the normal size ones. The company said
the mega ones.
I just said the big ones, the mega ones, right? Big insinuates mega. Just kidding. About 10,000 Reese's cups they had in that vending machine, all gone.
Wow.
People just plopping in their candy that they didn't want, and out pops a good old Reese's cup. This is fair trade, right?
I'm going to go ahead and say that's the best candy by far.
I mean, yeah, we kind of talked about it yesterday in terms of popularity with...
Well, it wasn't number one.
What was Snickers or
That's
something
so crazy.
Was, right?
I don't even like Snickers.
That may be poll question Friday, by the way, which I think you sort of alluded to yesterday in our text messages.
Yes. I mean...
Make sure you
I
remind me
choose.
Of that. I'm not going to write that down. Will you remember?
I will remember.
Well, first of all, are you even going to be here? Because you sound like death.
Oh, my gosh. I will be here.
Okay. Just making sure.
Well, I don't know. I have a meeting tomorrow, so we'll see. We'll see. It's in the air.
It's up in... Oh, yeah. There's that.
There's that.
Hey, since we're past Halloween, now we can look towards what, Michelle? Don't
Christmas.
Say it. No, you dork. No. Thanksgiving.
Christmas. Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving and then Christmas.
No, listen. Hey, there's going to be some country flavor in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. As of right now, they have Kane Brown as one of the performers. Also, Ohio's own John Legend will be one of the performers.
Ooh.
And maybe one of the most legendary performers. That's Diana Ross also taking part in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. More stars may be added to the list for that big day in New York City. It will be the 92nd annual on November the 22nd.
Wow. Do you watch the Macy's Day Parade?
I mean, it's on. I don't really... You know, I'm not one to let's make it a point to watch it, but it's on. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'll say, oh, look at that floater. Hey, look at that. Also, Carly Pierce, that's another country act. She'll be there. Ashley Tisdale.
I love her.
Where's she been?
I follow her on Instagram. She's married, looking cute.
Right on. Well, thanks for that, Ashley Tisdale update.
You're welcome.
Ever since Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, I didn't know where she went.
She was in High School Musical?
That's right.
Duh.
How could one forget?
I don't know.
So there's the lineup as of right now for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. You know, I didn't know until like last year that John Legend was from Ohio, to be
Cincinnati.
Honest. Yes.
Area.
Springfield, I think, is the...
Right.
I think that's what he reps.
Well, yeah.
Is Springfield.
I always like whenever the Buckeyes are playing Michigan, he, on his Instagram, he's always... Chrissy, his wife, always films him like shouting at the top.
Oh, yeah, going nuts and stuff.
Wearing his OSU gear. It makes me happy.
Again, look at you following stars on Instagram.
It's my thing.
Keeping us in the know. Hey, I mentioned Diana Ross, one musical icon there who's still with us. One that passed recently, Aretha Franklin. Her house is for sale. a suburban Detroit home of the late Queen of Soul, up for sale, 4,148-square-foot home. Brick, colonial-style house there in the Detroit area. Listed for just under $1 million. 5 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms.
Jeez, what do you need 7 bathrooms for?
Do not know. 3-car garage. You know, everything that a star's home should have.
More than that. Car garage? Like, some of those celebrities have, like, 6-stall garage.
She was 76 and living in a riverfront apartment in downtown Detroit when she died in August. So she wasn't in this home when she died.
Mm.
Or it probably would be going for
much more.
More than just under $1 million. Remember, she died without a will?
Yes. So bizarre.
Yeah.
So crazy. I heard, or read, I should say, that they're having trouble selling Demi Lovato's home. The one where she allegedly overdosed in.
Oh, yeah?
They're having a hard time selling that.
I read she's still in rehab, too. She'll be there for a while.
Yeah.
Through the end of the year.
She probably needs it. That's good, though.
Yeah, we all need a little.
She'll come out healthy and better than ever. And
we all need a little rehabilitation sometimes.
A little R&R.
Never hurt anybody. I would just sleep.
Me too.
I should do that. I'd be like, hey, I'm going to rehab.
What
I have a drinking
asked you
problem.
In there, I said, let's take a nap.
Yes.
Let's just nap.
I'm Big
you
Spoon.
You go in there. I'll go in here. Turn the heat on. I'm just
snuggle up.
Tired today. All my energy is drained.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't raise any questions when coworkers get here at all. What are you guys doing? Spooning. Get out of here.
I don't want to spoon. You go in there. I'm going in here.
We're snuggling. Leave us alone.
There's more in here. Get out of here with that.
Hey, okay, again, we'll announce winners for the anniversary contest, monthly anniversary contest. Also, our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. It's all coming up shortly.
Be sure to tune in right here next Tuesday after the polls close at 7:30 for all of your election coverage.
And it'll be a busy night for you gals, right?
Yes.
It'll be yourself, Mary, I'm certain, probably Shauna here.
Right.
Is that your heater that's on?
Yes, it just kicked on.
I can hear that bad boy over there.
Right? Sounds. I'm trying to sweat out my sickness.
Sweat it out, girl.
Sweat it out.
Whatever you do, don't infect all of us around here. Which, listen, for a top of the hour, for folks, a peek behind the curtain, top of the hour, you come in the main studio and do your news.
Mm.
So you use this microphone.
I do.
The one that I am literally
touching right
one
now.
Inch away from.
Yes.
Basically, I make out with this thing all day long.
Oh,
so basically,
gross.
Since you basically make out with this microphone and I do, it's like we're making out with one. Almost. Kind of. In a roundabout way. Hey, unbeknownst to me, I literally did not know this until this morning. We set our clocks back this weekend, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Unaware.
I shouldn't have told you, and then you would have shown up early?
Totally unaware. Well, nowadays, cell phones do it themselves, so I would have woken up and, you know, noticed maybe the timer on the coffee pot or the cable box wasn't the same. I would have figured it out, Michelle. I'm a bright young fellow.
Okay. That's still debatable.
Yeah, this weekend ends daylight saving time. By the way, it's not savings. It's daylight saving time. You drop the S, everybody, just so you know. The day, of course, we switch back the clocks and get that extra hour
you
of
know what
sleep.
My favorite meme is? The one of Cher.
Your favorite meme? What is it?
You haven't seen it? The one with Cher? It says something about...
Oh, turn back time, right?
Turn back time. And
yes.
Says you can this weekend. Makes me laugh every time I see
it. I don't know what's
it.
Better, that or the Justin Timberlake. It's gonna be May.
Yeah, you tried to do that earlier with...
It's gonna be November.
Didn't
sorry,
work.
That I'm
sorry.
Totally
it's not
does
the same
not.
Ring.
Why did I try it again? I don't know. I don't know.
Sure.
Can't really tell you. I get this week, though. Next week, November the 4th. Well, that's in like 3 days. Right? Sunday?
Yes.
Sunset will be at 5:18. 5:18, the sun will go down. That's when you know things are getting real and the ish is going to hit the fan.
Yeah.
Here very soon. And by ish, I mean snow.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know what Jared's laughing at. You just hear him laughing over there.
Yeah.
Did you literally hear him laughing? I would like to think he's laughing at the morning show because I'm doing such a fabulous job.
No, he's laughing at me.
Why?
He scared me. I jumped.
Wow.
It's not hard to do around here.
It's not like we're busy doing anything around here, Jared.
Nope.
You know what you should have done?
What?
Should have went out there and strangled him like this woman in New York. You hear about this?
No.
This woman's at a nightclub. It's all on video. Woman's at a nightclub in New York. Somebody slaps her on the butt as she's waiting in line, okay? You know, men are pigs, to quote Jesse Spano, okay?
Right?
Egotistical right. pigs.
Right.
But no, for real, someone slapped her on the butt. She thought it was actually the bouncer at this club, walked up right behind him, and choked him out, unconscious.
Wow.
You go, girl. Now, although it wasn't that guy, but still, she set a good example and a precedent, I guess.
Yeah.
She's 22 years old. She was at the 518 nightclub just a few nights ago when someone hit her from behind. And then surveillance video shows the 125-pound woman walking up behind the bouncer and choking him till he falls to the floor.
What?
Yes. All because she wasn't taking it. Hashtag her too. She wasn't taking it. How about that, Michelle?
Wow, good for her, girl.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Don't put up with that crap. You don't need to.
If you want,
I can... Keep your hands to yourself.
If you want, I can show you the sleeper hold, how you apply it real nice and tight.
No.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
No.
Go to sleep. Learned it from my WWF watching days.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Not the World Wildlife Foundation. That's the World Wrestling Federation back before they had to... Changed their name.
That's true.
Of course, we know what went down there. Former First Lady Michelle Obama, she's going on this book tour soon. Or a book drops November 13th, her memoir. Get all these people who's joining her on her book tour.
Ooh.
She's going to have Oprah in Chicago, Sarah Jessica Parker in another city, Reese Witherspoon in another. She'll be going to Denver, D.C., of course, New York City. She'll kick it all off in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds fun. I would totally go.
There'll be moderators. All those celebs I mentioned, moderators, as they sort of sit there and chat with Michelle Obama, Mrs. B. Bizzle.
How fun. I think she would be so fun to hang out with.
She, honestly, she does seem like...
Just a fun person.
A cool chick, yes.
Yeah. Just want to, like, hang out with her. She just seems down to earth and... You could have a conversation with her.
Remember the fad with her arms, like Michelle's arms,
Michelle
like how
Obama
fit
arms?
They were?
Yes.
That was a thing for a while.
Oh, yeah. I love her. She's awesome. So, I mean, I love all the first ladies. They're all fabulous.
2012 called and they want their trend back, the Michelle Obama arms. Sorry to bring that back up again from like 6 years ago. Also a blast from the past, Joey Fat One. Joey Fatone.
I'm
sorry. He did gain a little weight, but he looks all right now, I guess. He's hosting some new game show. It's called Common Knowledge on the Game Show Network. It has to do with singing and trivia-based stuff and everything else. But NSYNC ever, Backstreet Boys, they went back out on the road.
It's back. All right. Yeah, they're in Vegas right now.
Is NSYNC ever?
No, they've said.
Ever?
No. No. Justin Timberlake's too big. I mean, they did that reunion at the MTV movie.
That was nothing. That was lame. That was 2 seconds.
And then, didn't they do it at a Super Bowl as well?
When JT did the Super Bowl in Minneapolis a few years ago?
I can't remember.
I don't think he didn't bring out NSYNC.
No, it wasn't then. It was, he did another, I can't remember. I'm going to Google it because I can't remember. I know they did the VMAs, but then they did it somewhere else. I can't remember where it was, but I know they've been on Ellen a couple times, all five of them.
Listen, we all know when these guys get to,
like... They'll never get back together.
When these guys get... It happens with every rock band and now every boy band or pop band. Boys to Men touring again, although there's only three of them, but they always get back together and tour again. When they look at their bank account and they're like, yeah, I could use another house here.
I don't think
here.
That Justin... The only one that's looking at their bank account is Chris Kirkpatrick. And
why? Wow, what's wrong with him? You getting some trouble?
No, I mean, he's not doing anything.
Oh, well.
I mean, the other four, they pretty much have their own careers. Lance Bass is doing great out in L.A., and I don't know what Joey Fatone does. I know he did that game show for a while, a different one that you were talking about.
Lance Bass, right? Is that-
Lance, yeah, he does a radio show. It's called Top 40 or something like that. Out in LA. I don't know what JC does. He was always behind the scenes, but...
Well, thanks for that, NSYNC.
You're welcome. You know, I was... That is my...
Update.
That's my fave. If I had to pick a favorite between the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC...
It's your jam, eh?
NSYNC all day.
Michelle used to sign all of her love letters to Chadley back in high school and middle school as
Michelle Timberlake.
Michelle Timberlake. There you go.
Actually, I used to be obsessed with Lance Bass and Chris Kirkpatrick, and then I found out that Lance was not into me.
No.
I was really heartbroken.
Nor is he into any woman. So
I had the same thing with Clay Aiken. I used to love Clay Aiken. And I was like, gosh, dang it. Nobody likes me.
Wow. Hopefully that's not a
a trend.
Hopefully you know everything you need to know about Chad. That's all I'm saying.
I do.
All right. Good. That's great news. Speaking of news, Z News right around the corner. Also, next hour, dinner for two at a Dutch Valley restaurant. And also, you can see a show. The Ohio Star Theater. It's Summer Brook and Mountain Faith. That's the show. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock. So make sure your calendars are clear when I hand this out to some lucky listener in the next hour. 99.9 WTUZ, all on me. It's Devin Dawson, Eric McElroy, along with you on this Friday Eve. Hey, less than a week from now, on Wednesday at 9 a.m., you can get your Christmas, yeah, Michelle, your Christmas shopping done a little early with our next online auction. Bidding starts Wednesday, 9 a.m., and then it will end Thursday at 9 p.m. Get those early Christmas items, maybe, or something for yourself at great, great prices. Discounted deals you won't find anywhere else. That's on our website next week for our online auction. Deals button at WTUZ.com. Stuff there from Action Extreme Sports, Addy Polaris, Parkway. The list goes on and on. I'm sure Weaver Appliance has great stuff. Schönbrunn Landscaping. You name it, it's there in our auction. All you have to do is go check it out. Deals button at WTUZ.com. As we welcome in one Babbling Brook
on
a Friday Eve. Good morning, dear.
Yeah.
I was reading our auction info. Let me remove that from my... whatever you would call this, my ledge.
Yes.
There's an official name for this. What is it?
I don't know what that is, but I would say that's a credenza.
That's a credenza.
Yeah.
What is this?
Mm.
All right.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't
get a name.
It's. I don't like it because I can't really see you. I'm looking at the top of this thing.
I know.
I'm looking at wood.
Hey now.
Piece of wood.
With that, we are going to transition into Z News.
Yes.
Ever so subtly, take
okay.
it away.
In this day in history, in 1512, the Sistine Chapel ceiling opens to the public.
So that was, I'm not going to try and calculate that.
No, let's not do that.
I'm done.
No. Moving on to 1800, President John Adams, in the last year of his only term as president, moved into the newly constructed president's house. Of course, we know it as the White House.
So that sucks. His final year of his presidency.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, here you go. He's like, wait, where was this my
right.
my first few years? That's how Thomas Jefferson talks.
Okay,
wait a second. Where was this house?
In 1870, the United States Weather Bureau made its first meteorological observations.
Good job there, Brooke.
Yeah. And then in 1968, the Motion Picture Association of America unveiled its new voluntary film rating system.
Oh, so G, PG, PG-13,
yes.
All that stuff.
Right. Holidays for today, it's All Saints Day. Now, I know Kyle's not listening right now because he's working, but I'll have to remind him of this one.
Mm-hmm.
Men make dinner day.
Alrighty then.
You make dinner all the time.
Yeah, I do. I'm a dinner maker.
Yeah.
It's part of my duties.
Maybe I'll have Kyle do that. Oh, he has practice tonight. He won't be able to. Darn it.
Sucks to suck.
Maybe tomorrow. It's National Brush Day. And give up your... what is that?
Your shoulds.
Shoulds.
Yeah.
Like, shoulds. Yeah, like, you shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Like
yeah, one of those.
Like today, I should clean the basement
clean
out the garage today.
Okay.
But
give up. Give those up today, I guess.
Whatever you should do.
Don't do.
don't do it.
Okay. On TV today, Runaway June, they're going to be performing on the Today Show. Grey's Anatomy is going to be on at 8. Jersey Shore Family Vacation is on at 8. The Big Bang Theory is on at 8. And Justin Timberlake will be on Jimmy Fallon along with the Pistol Annies. They'll be performing.
Go. We just talked about JT and all that. I didn't know he was going to be on.
I didn't either.
Fallon tonight.
Yeah. And then in country news, if you want to open up for Carrie Underwood,
sometimes you got to make some big changes in your life.
You got to rearrange your schedule a little
bit.
You
do. And Maddie from Maddie and Tay, she's had to change her wedding, their wedding date, 3 times in order to make the tour schedule work.
So not only once. Not only twice. Think about all those people you have to invite. I mean, listen, we know how weddings are. That's insane.
It is. I think that would be very frustrating.
I wonder if Carrie Underwood asked. I mean, how would that conversation go?
Yeah, do you think you could move your wedding date again?
Yeah. I know I've asked twice already. But I'm going to ask a third time.
You would think
time.
She may, like, say, hey, maybe I'll pay for some stuff for you, you know, since you've had to change it so much.
That'd be funny if Carrie Underwood RSVP's no to the wedding when she made her change it 3 times. Oh, I know I made you change it, but I can't make it. I'm busy.
Oh, yeah. That'd be frustrating. Oh, well. And then in other news, Brett Young is going to be honored with the 2018 ASCAP Songwriter Artist of the Year Award.
Well deserved.
You wanted me to say that.
We all know, listen, ASCAP, we have to pay them buku bucks throughout the year just to play the great music that we play. So you're welcome.
Right. Yes. And then this is really cool. The Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum is going to be honoring all active duty and retired armed services members this Veterans Day by offering a weekend of special programming and free admission for them and up to 3 immediate family members. So that's really nice.
When is Veterans Day?
Is it the 11th or 12th?
It is not.
Like
it's not on either the 12th, right?
12th.
There you go.
Okay.
Monday.
There you go.
All right.
Yep.
It's literally not on this calendar in here.
Oh.
Listed as
Veterans Day.
Well, you know why? Probably because I still have it on October. Probably change.
I'm sure a lot of
people folks,
have done
it's
that
November
today.
1st. Change your calendars.
Yes.
And remember to set your clocks back this weekend, everybody.
Gosh, it's too much to do. Too much.
Always, Brooke. Thank you, as always, on a Friday Eve.
Right.
Very well prepared, as you always, always are, and always come to the table. More after this on 99.9.